Hi, I'm Rob Pritchard and I'm the sports editor at Manx Radio. Now, the Isle of Man is known for its ability to continuously produce top talent in motorsport. And for a young man from Port Erin, he's taking another step forward towards a big dream in 2026. Racing driver Nicholas Ellis starts another exciting chapter in his career this year when he takes on the Ligier European Series. What's more, he'll be under the expert guidance of a three-time Le Mans 24-hour champion for the duration of the campaign. After stepping back from racing in 2025 to focus on his studies, Ellis now has his sights firmly set on a good season ahead, and, as he's been explaining to me, he holds some big ambitions in his sport in the long term.
Yeah, so as I previously talked to you probably about a year ago, I competed in Ginetta Juniors in the UK, and I did a round in a GB4 at the later end of 2024. In the GB4, and I took a year out to really focus on my A-levels, and I'm only now getting back into my motorsport, and I can't wait.
And on that note, obviously this new team that you're going to be joining as well, how excited are you to be part of this new chapter, if you like?
Yeah, I mean, I'm incredibly excited to be joining this new team. I mean, it's a dream to true to compete in my first full season in an endurance racing championship with a European team, and I couldn't be prouder to represent the Isle of Man. I mean, I started my racing career back in 2021 at Derby, and I'm so grateful for the local community and the opportunities like the Isle of Man karting community for giving me that start to see me grow into a racing career that's now taken me to Europe, doing an endurance race at even the famous Le Mans circuit. I mean, it's incredibly special. It's been an amazing path, and I'm grateful to the island and for those foundations. And I'm excited for what's ahead with Trajectus Motorsport, which is led by a three-time Le Mans winner and a World Endurance Championship, Benoit Trelier.
And obviously coming back into racing after you'd spent a year away to focus on your studies as well, which I'm sure many, many people will completely understand as well. But how nice it to be able to get back into racing after a year away from it.
Yeah, no words can describe how happy I am to get back in the car for a full season. It's been a very busy 2025 after completing my A-levels. So once they were complete, all my eyes were focused on my career and my ambassadorships. A lot has happened last year. As part of my ambassadorship with UK Youth, I work with the Just Dream movement led by my mum to not only inspire a generation to dream, but to help them turn it into a reality. And we deliver these workshops called the Just Dream Day, creating a safe space for young people to discover what they want to do and equip the people with the practical tools and the confidence to make it real. The day became so powerful, it's becoming a global movement, which is amazing to be a part of. And these experiences have given me a different perspective and purpose off the track, which I now bring into my racing. It just shows by just doing what you love and following your dreams, you can not only help yourself, but also others too. So coming back after a year away, I feel more motivated than ever, not just to compete, but to grow, to represent the sport on and off the track and to win.
And of course, as you've already mentioned as well, you're going to be under the guidance of a three-time Le Mans 24-hour winner in Benoit Trelier. You know, how will it feel to be mentored by a former Le Mans winner, someone with so much experience and success?
For me, it's an honour to be mentored by a legend such as Benoit. I was super excited to even meet him and have the chance to talk to him when I first had our test in July of 2025. So it's pretty surreal that I get to be a part of his team and this journey is planned for the team. He is such a respectable and humble person, and it's exactly the kind of person you want to help you through the world of motorsport. He started this team to give back and help develop drivers, so to be selected as one of those drivers is an honour in itself. I mean, even the first race I did under Benoit's guidance in September last year was alongside his son, Jules Trelouillet, in the six-hour Le Mans at the Bugatti circuit. And we ended up finishing first in my very first race with the team, which was a dream come true and a pretty surreal moment to celebrate a win with Benoit and his son at a track Benoit has so much history at. And after getting to know him more personally, his goal is to not just win, but to win with integrity. He is a respectable and humble person, and it's exactly the kind of person you want to help you through the world of motorsport. If he's not happy about our performance, he does make it clear, and I love that honesty in the coaching, as it's a real motivator to push myself to the maximum. Especially when I know that this three-time Le Mans winner believes in me and is behind me.
And just finally as well, looking forward, in the short and or long term, what ambitions have you got in racing right now?
My short-term ambitions are to definitely win the Ligier European this series for Trajectus Motorsport, alongside my teammate Gabriel Doyle Parfait. And my long-term ambition is to work my way up the endurance ladder and in the European Le Mans Series paddock. And I hope to compete in the Michelin Le Mans Cup next year in an LMP3, and the following year, hopefully, to compete in the European Le Mans Series in an LMP2. And the really long-term goal is to achieve my dream of competing at the highest level of motorsport in the World Endurance Championship. So in the short term, my ambition is to be a world-class racing driver and to be an ambassador to the sport both on and off the track. I came late to the world of racing compared to peers, but thanks to the Manx community and the support along the way, I'm here to prove that anything is possible while inspiring others to believe the same.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.